The search continues in Colombia for three Americans who are believed to be captives of the FARC, one of the country's notorious guerrilla organizations. The three were among five on board a U.S. plane, a single-engine Cessna, that crashed in thick jungle late last week. The other two, one American and a Colombian, were shot and killed by the guerrillas when they apparently resisted capture. Rachel Van Dongen is a reporter for the Christian Science Monitor in Bogota. There's conflicting information about how this plane went down about 250 miles south of Bogota. What do you know about it?
That's correct. Apparently, the plane, according to both Colombian and American authorities, was a single-engine plane. Did go down as a result of engine failure, but after the plane went down, there are reports and eyewitness reports by Colombian authorities and also journalists that have seen bullets in the aircraft fuselage, and reports that the FARC did that as well as burned pieces of the aircraft afterwards, and that two of the people, the Colombian and the American, that did die in the wreckage, it's not clear whether they died as a result of the plane crash or as a result of bullet wounds that were found in their bodies afterwards. That could have been done by the FARC as well.
Have the guerrillas said anything? Have they made any demands?
Not that's known publicly. They are in the process of wanting very badly a prisoner exchange for guerrillas in the hands of the Colombian government here. They hold high-profile political prisoners right now, and it's expected perhaps that they will demand an exchange of prisoners if indeed they are holding these three Americans or the exchange of these guerrilla prisoners, but the embassy has not said whether they have had any contact with the FARC whatsoever, and there have been no reports in the press at all about whether the Colombian government has had any contact with the FARC regarding Americans.
Any idea of the identities of the people on board the plane and what they were up to?
Yes, there have been some reports about that. They were apparently Defense Department contractors, but the Colombian press was reported that this was a spy plane on an intelligence mission that was agreed to by both the Colombian and the American authorities. It went down, as you said, in a thickly jungle area, a thick jungle area in southern Colombia, which is also heavy coca territory, and it's thought that they were on an intelligence mission down there, perhaps photographing coca plants and also guerrilla activities, perhaps, in the area.
What about the search? Who's involved, and where is it being concentrated?
The search is being concentrated in Caquetá, which is the province where the plane went down, near the city of Florencia, which is also where the plane went down. About 1,000 Colombian military and police are involved in the search and rescue efforts, as well as Americans and American equipment. You know, as you may know, or your listeners may know, the Americans, as part of Plan Colombia, have donated about $2 billion as part of mostly military effort to eradicate drugs down here, and there's been a lot of military equipment brought over as part of that, and so there's a lot of Black Hawk helicopters involved, and there apparently was a special team sent down last Thursday to help in this search and rescue effort as well, but it's American.
Rachel Van Dongen is a reporter for the Christian Science Monitor based in Bogota, Colombia.